Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.
We here at the Fumbling For Network take mental health very serious. If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. If you don't like talking on the phone, you can text or start an online chat. Once again, the number is 1-800-273-8255. Hey, it's your girl Octane. Taking a break from this chaos to thank our patrons. We have our solo patron, Cavett, our NCPD officer, Sarok, and our nomad patrons, DeadDog47, Evie from HR, Cass, Nunta9, Remington Cloutier, and Rick Haberlin. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much. Now strap yourself in, enjoy the ride, and enjoy the episode.
Well, welcome back to Cyberpunk, to your Cyberpunk Red Live Play podcast. I'm your referee for this season, Aaron. And joining me, as usual, is our lovely cast and crew. Starting with D Vegas.
My name is actually Daniel, and I'll be playing Sharpshot, who is a solo that prefers to wear business suits. And keeps track of his kills. He's killed a building and a car and people.
He was three tigers deep once.
Yeah, as long as I'm not four, we're good.
Oh boy. I'm Ariel. I play the nomad driver Octane. And she has no idea how many people she's killed. A lot.
Wow. I'm Toasty and I play Mono, the techie, who also hasn't kept track of any of her kills. But I mean, I guess you could say she prefers to kill by lacerating her victims with her giant clubs.
Dear God.
Because I have to remind every time.
We're from long walks on the beach to how many people have you murdered?
Yeah. So I'll actually start with me.
Gosh. And joining us again is our lovely, lovely cyber psycho, Blades.
Hey, everybody. I played Dagon Red, solo, assassin, dad. Killing's kind of the business, but he's very humble about it.
And ironically, so how many people has he killed?
He's farther away from being a cyber psycho than a couple of us, I think.
Oh, God.
We'll see if that race, this race today changes anything.
That's true.
Oh, God. Well, where we last left off, you guys had been asked, to commit to a death race where a scheme was afoot. And this was all to get a certain chip.
Like barbecue or sour cream and onion. Like
kibble flavor.
Yeah. Blitz wanted it.
Oh my god. I just need the one. So you guys were after a chip that contained some sort of virus program. So where we pick up, we have Dagon returning from wherever. He never told anyone. And you guys are doing final preparations on your vehicles and equipment for the race that is this evening. I leave it to you.
I'm just going to make it noted that I took out all but two bombs. Kept two. Put the rest in my room.
Okay.
Yep.
So there's highly explosive bedroom. Got it.
Yeah, it's Octane's room. What did you expect?
Mostly car parts, honestly.
There's car parts in there as well, probably.
I'm sure there are, yeah.
I've just loaded up ammunition.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like reloading all my guns, getting my rocket launchers and stuff ready, and all of the above.
Okay. Octane, remind me.
Hmm?
So we're driving. Are we in your car? Are we in the other car?
Listen, that confused the fuck out of me because then at first it was the truck and then it was the car and then... So I think what I'm doing is I'm driving the car and what, picking them up or something? They're driving the truck? Something like that.
Then what are we supposed to do with the truck?
I think the truck was going to explode. I think they were going to blow the truck up.
And just to clarify, he wants us to pick him up before the truck explodes.
Possibly. Probably. We probably should before. It's probably a good idea.
All right. Okay.
Oh my god. This is gonna be bad. So, Dagon... You walk in, everybody's kind of, I wouldn't say racing around, but they are...
racing around.
Oh, God. They're hurriedly putting things together, cleaning weapons, reassembling, you know, different parts in the car, repairing different areas of the car. They're doing their preps a little hurriedly. Off in the corner, you see the doc... kind of frantically tapping away on an agent. And you see him kind of peer over his shoulder towards the group, and he sees you and he puts the agent face down on the table. And he just kind of begins sipping what you can only assume is some sort of alcoholic beverage, because as he takes a drink every time, he kind of winces.
Yeah, I probably could use something to drink myself. And I'll go find myself something to drink, sit down, and start cleaning my guns.
So as you look around, you see there's a fully stocked kind of garage bar that he's sitting at. You go through, you grab yourself a nice bottle of whiskey.
Perfect.
You set down, pop the top, start disassembling your guns, take a swig, and he kind of peers over at you. He kind of looks back down at his drink. He kind of swirls the cup around a little bit and goes, "So, got any problems, man? Anything you need to get off your chest?"
What kind of problems you mean?
You know, the religious kind, anything you need to get off your chest before you go meet our maker.
Yeah, I suppose there's some business I had to square away. Might not make it out of this.
You talking about the home?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't worry. It's taken care of, man. Boss says he got it.
Hmm. I'll have to look into that later. Provided I make it out of this.
Hey, if your driver is half as good as people would say, I think you might be fine. I, on the other end, listen to this group talk about what we're gonna do next. I don't know if I'm gonna make it. They seem to forget exactly which car they fucking driving. I never know what he see in them.
Well, I mean, they pulled my ass out of the fire.
Right, yeah, but you're telling me that wasn't just dumb luck, man?
I've been in this business, well, a long time. There's dumb luck, but that weren't it.
Hey, man, more power to you. You believe in your chums, but I can't say I have the best of faith in them when it comes to my life. Although, Octane seemed to have a thing for Nos, so maybe she'll be saving his ass. I'll just tag along.
You know, I honestly forgot about that.
Wait. He kind of turns the stool around. You're telling me you forgot about what the job was?
It was a lot of talk about driving cars and trucks, and then we completely reversed on all that. And honestly, that's where 100% of my attention was gone. I forgot that there was another racer involved.
So at the mention of Nos, Octane is just going to like pretend that she's getting in her car for something and just ignoring it and fumbling around for a bottle of alcohol.
Okay, so you guys finish setting up the cars, and as you guys are getting in and loaded up, the doc comes in and taps on your window. Octane.
Huh? What?
And he hands you a remote.
I don't have a TV in my car.
It's not for a TV, man.
This is for a bomb.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay, I'm listening now.
This is for a virus bomb.
Still listening.
It's in the back of your car.
What?
Just listen. Firefox equipped your car with a virus bomb. All you got to do. And he shows you on the dash. He points to it. There's a red button there now.
How many times do I have to say, don't touch my car?
Yeah, you try telling Firefox anything.
Yeah, I would if she picked up her fucking agent.
And it's probably why she don't pick up a fucking agent. She don't want to talk to you. Listen, ain't best to just let Firefox be Firefox.
Nobody touches my car.
Okay. Well, the point is,
It's very convenient of you to blame the person who can't defend herself.
Yeah.
Okay. I was told to make sure you get the bomb. I just went ahead and put it in. So technically, Firefox didn't put the bomb in. I was told to get it.
See what I mean? Exactly.
I just went ahead and put it. Exactly. Listen, long story short, you got a bomb.
No, look.
Okay. So, hey, Mono, so yeah, what we were talking about earlier, so I think we're supposed to pick them up after the truck blows up.
Okay. Gotcha.
Listen, I have come to terms with death. I don't think Nas has, though. So if you want your new boy toy to go ahead and go up in flame, then by all means.
I think he's come to more than just terms of death. I think he's asking for it, to be honest.
Sounds like it, honestly.
Oh, you want to die? Okay, we're keeping you alive.
I don't want to. Okay, yeah, I want to die then.
Nope. I was recording that. You know, I got it for evidence.
Listen, point is, you press that pretty red button, the bomb will come out the back, you press the button on the remote, boom. Complete hardware fail.
What was that last word?
Hardware fail.
What?
Do you know you got a problem? You out like to make fun of everybody's.
Out of character, I have no clue what the fuck you said. Can you actually, what did
you... Hardware?
Hardware fail, is that what you were saying?
Yeah, hardware failure.
Okay. I was like, what the fuck is he saying? I thought he was saying hard warfare, and I was like, huh?
I kind of like what I
said. Hardware.
But Sharpshooter doesn't care.
When am I supposed to press the button?
When the bomb is away from your car. It's real simple. Push that button, bomb falls off. Push that button, and the bomb go boom.
Okay. Yes, I understand that part. When am I supposed to drop the bomb?
I guess whenever you need it.
Wait, Firefox gave us this so that we can use it in a race?
I don't think you guys know what you're actually getting asked to do today.
Well, seeing as you don't explain things very well.
This is a death race. How much do I need to explain?
Everybody, guess more.
Everybody who shows up is ready for death or glory. That's the only way these things go down. There's only going to be one person walking away from this.
There's going to be a car full of people walking away from
one
this.
One crew. How's that?
That's a little better because...
The point is, you don't come into this without the intention to put everything on the line. All or nothing.
Okay, have you met us? Basically what we do every day.
Okay, but this needs to be a guaranteed win. So Firefox has put everything into this.
I'm just saying, I haven't lost a race yet.
Listen, lady, I'm just doing what our bosses tell us to do.
Our bosses?
I mean, your bosses.
Since when did you start working for Blitz and Firefox?
I don't. You do. I'm just a fixer, you know?
I may not be very smart, which it's not even me. I'm not very smart, but I caught that. Okay.
Hey, so, look, there's Nas.
Nice try. Nice try.
Hey, you know, you're all like
you flustered. Want to roll a perception?
I'm not turning and looking. I'm like perception for him.
Sound.
Okay. I didn't hear shit. Hold on.
Please say a negative number. Please say a negative number.
12. Oh. I rolled a 1, but then I rolled a 2, so it wasn't too bad.
You actually got it.
Oh.
So you hear a thunderous roll of sound barreling from behind you, and you know that to be a massive fucking engine from none other than the one-of-a-kind custom car that Nos drives.
I just want it to be known that when we were kids, I beat Nos in a race, so.
Ja. Juco girl.
I feel like none of us were particularly concerned about that, but now that you've said that, like, I have questions.
I was saying that to toot my own horn, really.
It's right there. You can just push the button.
It's a figure of speech. I thought I was to help stupid. Let's not deter from you working for Blitz.
Hey, we got
and
to go.
We are
on a tight schedule. Let's go. We
you're like
go.
Nervous now because you want Nos to toot your horn? Like, I don't.
So with that, the Ripper Doc walks off and gets into the truck. Nost kind of peers over the hood of his car because he pulls up like next to you and hops out and kind of peers over the hood of his car and kind of gives you a nonchalant wave.
I immediately go straight into my car and not look.
I think you're already in your car.
You're already in your car.
Oh, I thought I was standing out of my car. Oh, well, then I'm staring forward like I'm not looking. I'm just staring forward.
Octane is so flustered. She gets out of the car and then gets back in. It's like,
I gotta make it look like I didn't see anything.
For those of us who haven't seen Nos before, what does Nos look like?
So Nos is about 5'9". He's got jet plaque. He's got jet black short hair. And it's kind of got that fringy spike to it with a solid yellow lightning bolt down the side that glows a neon yellow.
Nice.
He's got what looks to be some pretty clean chrome. You can see that both his left and right arms are plated gold. And he's got what looks like subdermal plating that is also plated gold. You can see like underneath his jacket, some of it sticking out. He's got that chiseled jawline, and he's got a scar that runs just over the left side, just over his left eye through his eyebrow.
Ooh. Beloved eye scar. Does he just have like decorative chrome on his like, or is his like actual like cyber arms or whatever?
Do you want to roll me a perception?
Can I argue a cyberware?
You could, because he's not wearing sleeves on a jacket, so I would allow cyberware.
Okay. Or cyber tech, sorry.
Cyber tech, yeah.
We got a big number.
Ooh.
20-something. I don't know. I can't math right now. 25, I think.
Okay. So with the 25, you can see a couple of different things. At first glance, it looks somewhat decorative, but as you look further and closer to it, it looks like it's purposely made to look decorative, but it does look like some heavy hardware. It looks like he's either got gorilla arms or some sort of modified version of gorilla arms. You can see what looks like possibly booster packs. That would be like slots for booster packs that would, you know, kind of pop out and give him, you know, a jet burst. But you can also see on his fingertips, they're segmented. So it looks like there's something more going on with his hands as well. The design of it is extremely complex because it goes from chrome finish to what looks like a fleshy kind of casing, and then back to more chrome finish. Anything basically metal on him is gold. You said 25?
Yeah.
I'll give you this too. Since you're looking at him pretty hardcore, you can also tell that his legs are cyber. You don't know how far up the legs are cyber, but you can tell he's got at least his feet because he is not wearing shoes.
He chromed out.
He's chromed out, and he's got something similar to what he's got on his arms. It looks like he has booster packs on the bottom of his legs. So it looks like he might be rocking some speedwear.
Mm. So wait, like actually, Octane, like is this your ex, or like you actually interested? Nope. I don't.
Nope.
No. Okay. Nope.
Not at all. Okay. No.
Then I will not talk about his segmented fingers. Then.
What?
Think about it.
Maybe we could talk about that.
Yeah, just think about the possibilities. That's pretty. Like, he ain't my type, but like, I might invest in some of those myself. That just seems useful.
No. Nope. Gotta concentrate.
You know, I was ready for Strange getting kind of freaky.
Welcome to the club.
Flashy, isn't he, though?
Oh, yeah.
No, he's not flashy at all. No.
No, he definitely, you know, he's really chromed out. Like, a lot.
I'm gonna kind of turn my head to kind of secretly, but not really secretly, look at him.
So roll me a perception.
Oh, that's a lot better than a one. 22.
Okay, so you're gonna see the same things, but he's walking away from you now. You do notice something that...
He's got a nice ass.
He does have a nice ass. You notice something that Mono didn't catch before. He's got a certain spine enhancement.
Mm. Hey, Mono.
Yeah, what's up?
Is that like yours? And I'm gonna point towards like the spine thing.
Mono like glance over in that direction.
So you're looking at the spine as well?
Yeah.
He very much has a... God damn it, I can't remember the name of it now. Krishnikov? No, it's not a Krishnikov. It is a...
Sandevistan?
Sandevistan, yep. So yeah, it very much is a Sandevistan. However, this one seems to be jacked. I mean, we're talking top eddies for this thing.
I mean, I got like something similar. It's not quite that. And like his, that's like some speedwear shit. The one we got doesn't quite work the same way.
He's got a lot of eddies for being the second best driver.
I mean, it sounds like he needed them to... I'm real confused. I don't know if this is like for real or not. Like, I have utmost faith in you. Just being all weird, so I really don't know. But if you did beat him, it sounds like he put a lot of money into being faster.
See, he can get all chromed out all he wants. He's still not going to beat me. It's called skill.
I mean, he's going to be driving like a car that's supposed to blow. So like he's been hired to lose. So I mean,
okay, you're right. Yeah.
I've got you're going to beat him.
Family.
Oh, God. He's a loser.
I guess it's time to go, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they're firing the truck up and they're heading out. They're kind of, at this point, they're sitting by the dock doors waiting on you guys to follow.
Yep, I'll go.
Okay. So as you guys are driving there, talking amongst yourselves, you hear the crackle of a radio. And you all kind of look around and you see there is a what looks to be some sort of walkie-talkie device on the ground of your car. Not installed anywhere. It's just on the ground.
I'm going to get something that will prevent people from touching my car ever again.
I mean, technically speaking, he didn't have to touch your car to do that. Like, they could just tossed. Like, you know, just like...
Yeah, but you'd have to open my door. Well, no.
You left the windows down earlier. You're fine.
Yeah.
Hey, Octane.
What?
It's coming over the radio.
Oh. What?
Hey, after this is over, you owe me another race.
It's you. Oh. Why, you want to lose again?
I was thinking a different kind of race where we both could win.
That's not a race. It's Octane. Like, just keep that in mind. It's Octane. And she's nervous, so. That's not a race.
Well, maybe you can make it interesting.
How?
Hey, lava boy, off the radio.
And the radio just cuts out.
What the fuck? What kind of race? What race does two people? That's not even fun.
I don't even know. I was trying to pretend like I wasn't in the car. Just like, in case, I didn't know where he was going with that. Because it sounded like he was leaning in one direction. So, you know.
What those segmented fingers are for?
I mean, maybe. If he does everything fast, then I guess he needs them.
Wait, so you're saying he wasn't talking about a race at all?
I, you know, I'm not entirely sure. Maybe? I've heard people say race to the finish line and, you know, in reference, but like... I don't know. Are we at the race yet?
So you guys are rounding this next corner when you say that. And when you do, it takes you into what looks like an old abandoned garage. And as you guys are spiraling down, it gets darker and darker. And after about 5 minutes, your headlights finally round the last corner and you see there are 20 other racers sitting lined up, just shooting the shit, drinking. You're looking around and these look like some rough, rough punks. You can see there's clearly some Maelstrom gang here. There's some Tiger Claws. But there's a few others that you don't quite recognize. You got some bozos, but the others are just, they're weird in their own ways, but they all have something in common. Their cars, heavily decked out. We're talking death machines. The bozos have 4 rocket launchers attached to the sides of their cars. As you pull up on the line, Doc and Nos pull up next to you. Nos hops out of the truck, taps on your window.
What? Rolling it down.
So,
Wait, it's 2045 and you got roll down windows still?
Yeah, she literally just picked up like an old, like, scrapped actual car. Yep.
Damn, this is a 50-year-old car. Goddamn.
So he kind of leans into your car window and looks at you and looks at everybody else and goes, "So is everybody familiar with the plan?"
Yeah, no. When? That's what the plan is, right? And pick you guys up at some point.
Okay. So no, here's the plan. We're going to be calling the Cyber Psycho Squad. when they arrive, they're going to take half these racers out for us. But obviously, you guys are going to need a clear getaway to get to the finish line. That's where the truck's going to come in. One, the truck's kind of hot right now. And so is the crew that mans it. He kind of puts a thumb out towards him. We need both to be gone forever. So we're going to take that and make it happen. The race is going to go up the car park. It's going to go all the way to the top. Once there, there's going to be what they like to call the one and done ramp. This race is going to go to the building tops. There is a crudely made modified track built on top of Night City's lovely skyscape. And once you guys reach the final corner, you're going to pick us up from there. If we're not there, you guys need to win the race. Once you win, don't stop driving. Your prizes, both the money and the item, will be given to you in a few short days. But if you stop, NCPD is going to be on your ass, and there's nothing I can do for you.
Yeah, I've ran away from NCPD before. Like, do you not know who you're talking to?
Okay, but this isn't just the NCPD. This is the Psycho Squad. They will riddle your car with bullets before they ask any questions.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I made her special. Can you handle some bullets?
Do any of you know what you're dealing with? He kind of looks at Sharpshot and Mono. And he kind of turns back and looks at Dagon.
All I hear is the screams of people dying.
Yeah, so we're good.
Doesn't really matter what I gotta do. Save my life. So I'll do it.
Can anyone explain to her what a Psycho Squad actually is?
I know what a Psycho Squad is.
Okay, then why do you continue?
Maybe you could use the term, like, does the term Max Tech exist yet? Probably.
I would think so, yeah.
I mean, if you said Max Tech, maybe people might understand a bit more. I don't know, like.
Okay, Max Tech, top of the line. Wreck your shit.
Okay. Yeah, they're not better than me, so.
Octane, You're a hell of a driver and a hell of a gal. But you are not going to take down Max Tech.
I don't have to take them down, just outrun them.
You're not going to outrun them either. I don't think you understand. Max Tech will wreck your shit.
Didn't, like back in the day, didn't, like, Blitz and Firefox of them, like, steal a fucking...
The Aerodyne, yeah. I heard that
Max Tech Aerodyne? Like, yeah, they did it. And they didn't have a car. Like, I don't, like, you know, so it's fine.
Dumb luck, okay? Does not account
in all situations. We have a lot of dumb luck, though, to be fair.
I believe in you. Just don't get caught.
Okay, if you believe in us, then there you go. Easy enough.
Yeah, like, you're worried for nothing. I'm the badass.
I'm sorry, how do you... You're, like, so... You're so worried. Like, do you worry this much about everything?
Just hurt.
Like, live a little.
Yeah, like, what happened? You didn't used to be this uptight when we were kids, so. It's all the chrome, isn't it?
But he's, you know what? It's antsy. That's a symptom.
Huh.
You have the
shakes.
Listen,
I'm gonna, like, get in my car. Pull out a thing, like a bottle of alcohol. This will loosen you right up. Does me every time. Huh? Okay. Well, I'm going to start drinking it.
I just worry about you, Octane.
Why? I haven't seen you in years.
Just because you haven't seen me doesn't mean I haven't been there.
That's like, are you staring through my window?
No.
Are you stalking her?
No.
Of all the people.
That's what it sounds like. Do you know what you just said and, like, the assumptions that you made from that?
Listen, I just need you to know I need you to be careful. And the only reason I'm doing any of this is for you.
Why?
I owed you one.
Because I beat you?
I owed your parents one.
Oh.
Shit.
Oh, so that's why? Okay.
That's not like that. I mean, I...
I'll see you out in the race. I'm gonna roll my window back up.
Sharp sounds like, wave. You fucking shot your shot!
Yeah, because I'm probably in the passenger seat, and he was on the driver's side, right? Yeah, so yeah. I just look at him and just wave at him.
All I can picture Shropshire right now thinking, I never miss.
No. Wow. Yeah, but I wasn't even referencing that. I just was like, I like being a dick sometimes. So just going to wave at him.
So he kind of like just jams his hands in his pockets and kind of walks up, goes, shakes hands with the Maelstrom guy, bums a cigarette.
I don't know what I was so nervous about being around him. He's kind of a Debbie Downer now. Kind of a killjoy.
So as you guys are sitting there and waiting for the race to start, gentleman in a very dapper suit and cane steps out of a very expensive Arasaka car. We're talking exec level car.
Not as nice as Evie.
Okay.
That was the name of the Arasaka car I stole, wasn't it, Evie?
I'm gripping my pistol a little tightly.
I don't remember.
That's probably what she named it.
Anyway. So he kind of taps his cane and everybody starts getting off their either off of or out of the cars and kind of circling around him. Doc taps on your window and goes, kind of shakes his head towards the guy.
Get out.
Everybody's armed, right?
Everybody's armed.
Oh,
to
yeah,
the
so
teeth.
I'm clearly going to have my sniper rifle clearly showing.
I said I was getting out and going.
I know, I'm waiting on everybody else.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll go. Yeah, I don't care.
I'll step out. I'll keep my head down a little bit.
Okay. Mono.
She'll just like poke her head out of the gun port.
So as you guys walk up to this group encircling this one guy, you see two more corpo guys kind of step out. These guys are big. If you could, coin the term genetic freak, these two would have it. They're easily 7 foot tall each. Big, bulky motherfuckers. And this older guy standing there in this, between the two of them in the center with the cane kind of leans both hands on the cane and says,
it's great to see that we have so many people here today to enjoy our little soiree. I'm sure all of you understand what's at stake today.
Nobody says a word.
Great. We're all under the understanding that we're here of our own accord. The next thing is the prize has changed.
And everybody gets in an uproar about that.
Calm yourselves. I haven't even addressed what the changes are. The eddies will be exchanged for something new. We have a contract of sorts on the line. A generous donor has offered us a substantial sum of eddies for an excellent driver for his next, escort mission. If you still want the old eddies, they're still there and available for you, but This generous donor is prepared to offer you 600 million eddies for a one-time simple contract. So, without further ado, with all that, if you still agree to these terms, then I would advise you to finalize your preparations and meet on the starting line. Before you go, please see Johan.
And he points to the big guy on his left.
And give him your data keys for GPS coordinates for the track for tonight's lovely events.
He kind of turns and the guy to the right of him escorts him back to the car. And Johan stands there.
I'm going to go up. I think Mono's got you beat. I'm going to give him the whatever.
So he takes it and takes a fob scanner to it and hands it back to you.
Pretty sure she's taller than you. Gonna walk back to the car.
So as you're walking back, I need you to roll me a dex.
Am I about to die?
Dexterity? No.
Reflex?
Reflex. Roll me a reflex.
Is it just straight reflex?
Mm-hmm. What's a dodge?
Do I have dodge? I have evasion.
Okay, use an evasion.
26.
So, you don't get knocked on your ass, but you do get shoulder checked by this big dude. Clearly Maelstrom. And he kind of looks at you with this one crazy red eye. And he kind of gives you a half smile, and you can see he's got fucked up grill.
Did I see him do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, is that in view of all of us?
Mm-hmm. He checks her, but she doesn't. She just kind of bumps up against him and kind of just bounces a little bit. She doesn't fall or anything. She just, whatever. And he kind of goes, what's a pretty girl like you doing here? Can't expect to win.
I'm pretty sure everybody's a whole lot prettier than you. You can't even knock my ass down. That's how weak you are.
Oh, it's going to be good. It's
yeah, you're
going to
be
good.
The first to die.
I'm gonna enjoy skinning you.
Not when you're the first one to die. You won't get to do a whole lot of anything, really.
Oh.
I thought I was dumb.
It's gonna be so good.
Dying? Like, I guess you're in the right place for that.
I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait.
If you can't wait, I can do it now for you. If you want.
So he's just gleaming at you. And everybody else that's behind her and Mono, since you're in front, roll me perceptions.
Oh, behind me?
Yeah, because you guys, you're staring him eye to eye right now. You're just talking to him. He's just kind of, he's itchy. He's bouncing.
I'm like literally about to like shoot him in the head.
19.
So.
19? Okay.
14.
14.
This is perception.
Yeah, perception.
Did you know?
25.
25, okay. Now, Octane, I want you to give me a different perception. Give me a human.
But why? It's really bad. Oh, look at that. Oh, okay. 23.
Okay. So, all of you have passed your checks. The three of you notice he is kind of like twitching his fingers towards the pistol on his hip. He's ready to grab it. Octane, you're reading his body language and you know he's about to pull that fucking pistol out and pop one right between the eyes. So as he slings his hand towards his hip,
Mono's
shoot
gonna
him with my hand cannon.
Oh yeah.
Boom. Right in the face.
Okay, so you're gonna fire hand cannon. sharp shot?
I was going to try and grab his hand or his arm.
Okay. No, you still can. Mono and Dagon, do you guys want to do anything?
Yeah, I'm going to move in with my knife. My big fucking knife.
Mono was just going to like spin the fucking barrels on the like the fucking minigun, but like she'll just be ready to shoot this fucker if it's going that quick.
So, in the blink of an eye, first off, I need you to roll me
a brawl.
Dagon needs to roll me a brawl.
No, he's gonna be melee.
No, sorry, roll me a melee attack.
If he's like attacking.
You need to roll me for your shoulder. Blah.
My hand cannon.
Yeah, roll me for your hand cannon. And Mono just has to spin the guns.
Yeah, I'll wait.
You can hear it rattling in the back right now, spinning up.
Is this considered a grapple?
Should be shoulder fired.
Or shoulder arms.
Yeah, shoulder arms.
Okay, I was just saying, is this also considered like a grapple? Am I, because I'm putting it there. I was just...
No, because you're shooting close range.
So it's grapples.
Okay. No, you're not grappling him. You're just shooting the gun, right?
But yeah, because it says plus 5 to my attack if it's grappling. So.
No, you're not grappling.
Okay,
so start off with you. What'd you get?
25.
He's going to get a disadvantage. Oh, big disadvantage because he rolled a 1.
Yeah, because I'm just trying to keep his arm on like...
So you grab his arm and you shove it back down and you hear the gun click back in the holster. Next up is Dagon.
31.
I'm going to say when I do that, I'm like, I'd advise not doing that. Of course, it's going to change.
It's going to change everything. Dagon, you got a 31. Yeah, he's already fucking failed that. So... where are you stabbing him?
Oh, I'm activating the superheated knife. It's going right for the groin.
Bottom up. Oh, God. So you jam the superheated knife right in his dick. And he kind of... and then as his face begins to wince, Octane, what did you get?
26.
A face shot. So you splatter... head all across sharp shot in the hood of like 6 people's cars.
Probably Dagon too.
I
already intended to get bloody.
So this dude drops and your knife just kind of cleaves right through him. And his body falls in two.
No. Can I hold up part of his body?
You can
hold,
with can his gun.
Holding onto his arm. So like if
so, his left half of his body falls to the ground. His right half is still like kind of
held up
by sharp shot. And everybody in the crowd stops, turns, and you hear a bunch of cocking firearms. And the guy with the cane, you hear a tap. He says,
"Let's save it for the race. I know we're all excited. Save it for the race."
He asked to die. He literally said he wanted to die first.
The guy literally says nothing to you. He is literally across the crowd too. Probably didn't even hear you say that.
He's not up for your excuses.
Doesn't give a shit. He just says, "Cool your jets," and everybody kind of looks at him and puts their guns away. Like, this is not the one to fuck with. But the Maelstrom team is a little pissed that their driver's out.
Is it just one team?
Yeah. They're all standing next to the hood of the car that is most splattered with brains right now.
That's fine. Just let me know which car that it specifically is when they get in. Or like when we're going.
Okay. Yeah.
Also, I'm going to change my suit now. So I'm going to get to the trunk of her car, pull out my briefcase that has other suits in it,
remove
the bloodied suit. There's probably some type of bag there that I put it in before it's dry cleaned. And
I love the fact that you all just massacred this dude and all Sharpshot did. The guy who's literally about murdering people was put his gun back in his holster.
Well, I didn't want to cause a big ordeal right there. I'm about murdering. I was going to murder him when he got in the car later.
Dagan stabbed a dude in the dick.
I fully expected Daniel to be making the joke because he's talking about holding his body up. Like, hey, didn't anyone ever tell you to measure twice, cut once?
Sharp Shot sometimes isn't that witty. Sometimes he is.
Good Lord.
I think at that point he was worried about his suit.
So, the car.
Grab his dick and twist it!
That's all it says, Aaron.
Hey, old dick twist! Where's his dick?
Oh, yeah, he drove his own vehicle in. It's a one-of-a-kind vehicle he drove in, and then the truck was...
I must have missed that part. I'm like, what?
Oh, no, you're fine. Wait, what? How is it one of a kind, yet it's hot and wanted? No. Yeah, they drove the truck. Anyway. So, as you change your suit, and everybody gets loaded up in the cars, you get to the starting line. The Maelstrom car itself looks like a modified off-road Jeep. There's no doors. There's not even a fucking roof on this thing. It's literally three, not four dudes anymore. Three dudes armed to the teeth with like grenade launchers and fucking miniguns and shit that are just sitting in a roofless, doorless car. It does, however, look fast as fuck, boy, because it does have a fuck off engine just jammed into that tiny ass little hood. And massive fucking wheels. It's built for off-roading.
So is Betsy.
So as you guys get to the start line, you notice to the left of you is the Bozos, and to the right of you is none other than the Doc and Nos in the truck. Nos rolls the window down, sticks his hand out, and gives you the thumbs down, Octane. And the only time he ever does this was when he intends to beat you.
That motherfucker's got jokes. I'm gonna flip him off. I have my window down now because it makes it easier to shoot people. So you know, my window is down.
So he kind of gives you a smirk. And then the light turns green. The tires squeal. And I need you to give me a drive auto.
My question is, when can we start killing?
Minute the race starts.
Okay, because I already had an idea of what I wanted to do.
In 2 weeks, Daniel.
28.
So your tires squeal and you shoot off. You are in the lead of the pack. And that's where we're going to end this episode. Thank you all for listening. Tune in 2 weeks.
Hey, Jimbas, it's your referee, Octane. Thanks for jacking in with us. Just kidding. I'm not the referee. We got a new one this season. Thought I'd fuck with him. It's a lot of fun. You can catch us on our Twitter at Cyberpunked1. You can catch us on our Discord. And you can catch us wherever you get your podcasts. New season means new release date. Catch us every other Wednesday. And with that, I'm out. Stay chill, y'all.